He says he's going to play the starters on Thursday night. Are you looking forward to it for another chance to improve?
You know, every time you get an opportunity to go out there and play the game, it's an opportunity to improve. So, coach decided he wants to play the starters. We're ready to go.
What do you hope to accomplish in this last opportunity to go out there before the regular season starts?
Yeah, just, you know, continue to get better. You know, execute our offense and make sure our operation is clean. So that when we step on the field against Philly, you know, we're confident and ready to play.
How close is this team to be ready for that opener?
You know, I think it's a gradual process that you go through from the OTAs to the mini camps, training camp, all the way through the preseason. And we've been real focused and making sure that we're attention to detail on everything that it's going to take to win. You know, we got guys on this team. You know, I've won Super Bowls, and you know, it's about using their leadership and what it takes to win the big games and apply that to our team, and we've taken that to heart.
One of the things Hugh Jackson talked about this week was, you know, while he and everyone gets excited about the big plays, he's looking for maybe some more of the smaller plays to be made to sustain drives. What does that mean to you, and what do you have to do from your standpoint to help sustain some of those drives?
Yeah, you know, we just got to be more consistent. And, you know, the only way to try to score is to try to score. And that's what we're trying to do every time we go out there and play. So we got guys that can make big plays, but those same guys can make the underneath plays that can keep drives going. And it starts with me. I have to be more consistent to allow us to do those things.
Does it strike you at all that you've been able to do the big plays but not sustain as many drives? Or does it encourage you because – have the big plays, so if you start sustaining drives, they sell that much more.
Yeah, I mean, the objective is to score points. At the end of the day, no one's going to say, well, they had this many drives and, you know, they scored, you know, they didn't score on these drives, but they scored on these ones. If you win the game, that's what it's about. But like I said, coach has, you know, harped on us to make sure that we're doing everything the right way. So if we can execute and hit the big plays, then we have to be able to execute and hit the small ones. And that's what we're focused on.
Sorry. When you look back at the film of the Tampa Bay game, what was your takeaway from the 5 sacks? What can be fixed there?
Yeah, you know, just get the ball out of my hands. My big boys up front are straining and doing everything they can to protect me. So I just got to make sure I get the ball out so that we don't have those sacks.
Was throwing the ball to Josh kind of what you expected, you know, in the field?
You know, I played with Josh before, so, you know, I know what to expect with him. He's, when he steps out there on the field, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's ready to go out and make plays for us. So anytime we can get him the ball, definitely trying to do that. But we got a lot of playmakers on this team, and everyone understands that the ball is going to be distributed accordingly.
Did you feel the timing was good? You know, you guys were on the same page that way?
Yeah, you know, we hit the two big plays, and, you know, there's a lot more that Josh can do than run deep. But it is good to see him do it.
Robert, the Kaepernick thing is obviously a big topic of discussion now. Do you have any thoughts on the stance he took, and do you share any of his feelings?
You know, my job isn't to judge what another man feels, you know, about anything. So that's where I stand with that.
Along those lines, Jim Brown, who is still a special advisor to this team, has said that he stands with Colin Kaepernick using his position to highlight a social issue. How do you feel about an NFL player, a starting quarterback, doing that?
No, I mean, I think you definitely have to bring a spotlight to issues that you feel are pertinent to society. Colin Kaepernick's stance on, you know, the American flag, I can't judge him for that. You know, my stance is that, for me, I'm a military brat. You know, my parents both served. My dad did 21. My mom did 13. So that represents something totally different for me. So I can't judge him on what his stance is or what his beliefs are. I can only just go about it the way I know how to.
And just I'm going to ask along those lines, Jim Brown, he's forever. I mean, he's always used his forum to support what he thinks is important. You must have a great deal of respect for him and what he's done.
Oh, without a doubt, Jim's a great guy, and he's been helpful to me since I've been here in Cleveland, and honestly, since I came into the league, I had an opportunity to meet him. So, you know, I greatly respect the man and what he's done, not only for the game, but for, you know, African Americans everywhere.
So, Robert, you obviously then would never sit down during the national anthem coming from the back.
I mean, that's not, it's not my place, like I said, to judge what he wants to do or what he doesn't want to do. So I'm focused on, you know, playing football. And if there's any social issues that I feel like I need to address, then I'll address them in my own way. But I'm not going to judge another man for addressing it how he wants to address it.
You respect his right to do it.
You know, like I said, I'm not going to judge him.
In light of some of the personnel moves this week, what do you think of the coach sending the message that he expects you to play 100% all at a time?
Oh, no, I mean, that's the deal. When you step out on the field, you get a chance to put that helmet on. It's an opportunity, and you make the most of those opportunities or you don't. So that's what Coach preaches. That's what we believe in that locker room. Every time you put that helmet on, it's time to play.
You said earlier that you, because of your previous time with Josh, you kind of know what to expect from him on the field. How about some of your other receivers? Where are you at? You know, we talked about it after the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. You're still feeling some stuff out there.
Right.
Where are you at in that process of having that, I guess, mental telepathy with some, you know, with these other receivers and knowing what to expect from them?
Yeah, I think it's just about getting in-game live reps with guys. And you have an opportunity to read their body language and their speed on the field on game day. It's a little different than practice, but honestly, you just have to go out and trust them. You know, that's the thing that I truly believe in. You have to trust the guys around you, otherwise you won't be successful. So I trust those wideouts. I trust the line. I trust the backs. And it's about 11 guys being on the same page. And we're getting to the point where we're getting that. And we got to get it more consistently. And that's why you go through all these practices and training camp and preseason games, so that when the season rolls around, everything's good.
Hugh said he thought that Corey Coleman, you know, first NFL game, pressed a little bit. What's your level of confidence in Corey, and, you know, that you guys can take what we saw in that August 5th scrimmage and actually, you know, we can see him show up like that on a game day?
Yeah, no, I think without a doubt he can do that. You know, when I was a rookie and I had my first game, I had my first game jitters too. And people think that preseason games don't matter, don't count, but to rookies they matter and they count. So, you know, looking forward to getting Corey back out there against Chicago and, you know, unleashing him and letting him do some things, and so he can feel confident going into the season. And if he doesn't catch any balls, you know, it's just a matter of going through the process of going through another game, preparing, getting ready. And I think that mental side of it will take care of it, because Corey's physical attributes, you know, you see him out at practice, you see him in the game. Guy can flat out run and catch the ball. So it's just about letting that translate to game day and having him feel comfortable. And we're working on that process to make sure he does.